Well, the military intervention in the journey of Ghana since independence cannot be said to have helped the nation. Indeed, if that first coup hadn't occurred, only God knows where Ghana would have been. So it is my candid opinion that the military intervention have helped to put Ghana where we are now. 60 years after independence, we still have schools under trees. Our schools are not properly built, no toilet facilities for children. A lot of our children are out of school or not in school. I think that, in my view, the coup was not justified. And in my view, all other coups that have come after that coup d'etat were not justified.
You think there's any lesson we can learn from that?
Yes, and I hope we have learned, because since 1992, this is the first time that Ghana has gone 20 years with civilian government. So I am hoping that the 1981 coup d'etat is the last coup ever to occur in Ghana, and that we'll continue to embrace this not so perfect, but a reasonably good way of going to the polls and changing our leaders through the ballot. I think the last election, even though I was a victim in many ways of that election, I still think that Ghanaians came out in their numbers. They voted for a new president, a new parliamentarian, and I think it's a beautiful thing that Ghanaians can do that, because after the election, we have peace. No one is fleeing the country. No one is a refugee anywhere. We are all here together in Ghana, and most people are going about their businesses freely and safely. I think it's beautiful when we embrace this democracy and try to improve upon it, and try to, those areas where there are problems, we try to correct them. I think the 1966 coup was a tragedy for Ghana. Cuba is 91 nautical miles away from Florida, and CIA couldn't remove Fidel Castro. He recently passed in old age, a natural death. But Ghana, so many thousands of miles away, CIA was able to remove Nkrumah because the Ghanaian was an accomplice of that heinous crime. And that is what I am thinking, that we should all be new Ghanaians. No Ghanaian should allow himself to be used by a foreign agent or even a local agent to destabilize the nation. They only got $6,000 or something like that for it. And look at the mess they have caused us. The Cuban example should tell Ghanaians that if we are sincere and loyal and patriotic to our nation, Ghana will reach the moon.
Does that mean those callers at that time did not see the vision of Dr. Kwame Nkrumah very well?
Oh, it was outright selfishness, because they got money for it. Who knows? We can't go back and dissect their brains. Their brains have been rotten. We don't know exactly what their motives were and how they allowed themselves to use. As I gave the Cuban example, Cuba is closer to America, but they couldn't remove him. CIA couldn't remove him. And he was even more a threat, because Cuba was allowing Russians to bring missiles to Cuba, not far from America. So Castro was more a stone in their flesh than Nkrumah was. The idea for Nkrumah was that he was leading Africa to unity. As you may know or you or not, 60% of the world's resources, natural resources, are in Africa. 60%. But we're the least developed continent. Nkrumah found that out and was trying to make sure that Africa unites. And I think that was the danger CIA saw in.